Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara in Antiquity Prime, will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Antiquity, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah well and nice to be back on air.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Gee.
But winter is here, Antiquity. I see you've got a lovely jersey on, it's warm.
Yeah, it is cold out there, but sugar, we make sugar.
We make sugar for that, yes, absolutely. Well, a bumper-packed, inspirational, informative, delicious program coming your way this wintry Thursday morning. Here's what you can actually look forward to. First up, we're crossing over to Amzinto in KZN, speaking to Sister Jamila Sayed, who is going to be telling us more on the upcoming launch of a second edition recipe book called Cooking and Baking Creations. And this book indeed has an amazing decadent book filled with easy, tried and tested recipes ideal for Ramadan. Thereafter, we're going to be doing the recipe segment. A slight change in today's program. I'll tell you why after that. We're going to be doing the recipe segment. And Krita, what recipes can we look forward to in today's program?
Okay, today we got Ramadan savories with a difference. Our first one is the tarragon triangles. Then we have a small roti savory. Then we have a bhaji lagan. And the last one is a bologna puri recipe.
So certainly Ramadan savories was a difference. And to tell you more about what we're going to be speaking about in the third segment of the program, well, that will be coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, let's welcome Sister Jamila to the airways of Radio Islam once again. Assalamu alaikum, Jamila. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Shukran alhamdulillah with everybody's du'as.
Sister Jamila, yes, you're from Amzinto in KZN. Tell us what's the weather like on your side?
Alhamdulillah, shukran, the weather is lovely today. We have a lovely sunny day.
Alhamdulillah. Now, Sister Jamila, you have just launched the second edition of your cookbook called Cooking and Baking Creations. Tell us more.
Ji Amara, alhamdulillah. Through the blessings and the grace of Almighty Allah, we have launched Volume 2 of Cooking and Baking Creations. This edition of Cooking and Baking Creations has been compiled with Ramadan in mind. It is an 86-page book with tried and tested, easy-to-follow recipes. Each recipe is accompanied by beautifully illustrated pictures, which will set you in the mood to adventure into the kitchen. Gee.
Okay, lovely. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm actually looking forward to going through your book as soon as it's launched. Yes, inshallah. Now, take us through some of the categories in the second volume of your book.
Gee, in this book, we have soup recipes. We have a soup section, which will be perfect for the wintry iftar. We have basic savories to complement the soups and fill your iftar table. There's some sweet treats for those with a sweet tooth. Light meals perfect for Ramadan suppers. Delicious desserts and drinks for after Taraweeh. And last but not least, some cakes and biscuits to get your eat prep going, inshallah.
Well, that really sounds really
definitely
excellent. You know, your categories are just ideal, suited for our Ramadan menu, including an Eid menu as well. Okay. Now, Jamila, how did you manage to come up with two recipe books in such a short time? Must be a bit of a challenge for you.
Gee, it was. But that's a very good question, actually, because I myself don't know how I managed to do that. But alhamdulillah, it only happened with the will of Allah.
Absolutely.
Volume 1 took the world by storm, and 5,000 copies were sold in 4 months. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Someday there was a constant demand from the public for a Ramadan edition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drove me to publishing Volume 2 so soon.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Now, did you receive any good feedback from listeners, from your readers overseas on your first edition? If you can just share with us some feedback on your first edition.
Alhamdulillah, the feedback was actually overwhelming, phenomenal, and truly unbelievable. It really exceeded my expectations. I think what draws such a vast amount of people to my recipes is that all the recipes are simple, easy to follow, and flop-proof. And most of the ingredients we have in our kitchen cupboards.
Yes.
For me, the most rewarding feeling is seeing pictures and comments of how families are enjoying delicious meals prepared from the book, which they felt difficult to prepare before. Mm-hmm. So today, alhamdulillah, I am inundated with positive feedback for Volume 1, uh-huh. along with gratefulness for me sharing the recipes and ideas.
Ameen.
What I actually appreciate the most are the beautiful du'as which I receive daily from my cooking and baking mm-hmm. friends. Ji Amara.
Ji, absolutely, yes. It's really good feedback, inspirational feedback as well.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, how different are the recipes from the first edition to the second?
In this edition, we focus mostly on Ramadan and a touch of Eid. We have soups, sweet treats, and savories, amongst many other recipes. Ji.
Mm-hmm. Now, all recipes are tried and tested. What are some of your favorite ones, Jamila?
For me, it will be my ever so popular Haleem, which is one of my favorites to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
It is also one of my specialities, which people request and await their share every Ramadan. Another favorite would be my themed drinks, which my family thoroughly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
And how different is your Haleem to the normal Haleem recipe?
You know, Amara, there's so many different Haleems. Everybody makes it differently. Some of them use oats. Some of them use different stuff. But mine is very simple and easy. Gee.
All right, lovely. Well, we look forward to your Haleem recipe, inshallah, one of the days.
Inshallah.
And I will go through the book. And then with your permission, I can share it with the listeners.
No
as
problem.
Well.
You're welcome anytime, Amara.
Jazakallah so much. And last but not least, Jamila, is the third edition on its way?
Volume 1 of Cooking and Baking Creations are completely sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a huge demand for more copies. So at the moment, we are busy reprinting Volume 1 due to popular demand.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, the response thus far for Volume 2 is just as incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm presuming the call for Volume 3 will be coming in soon.
Inshallah.
I don't have any plans yet for Volume 3, but maybe sometime in the future, inshallah, with everybody's du'as.
Okay, inshallah, Ameen. And your final remarks to the listeners out there, Jamila?
I would like to take this opportunity to thank all my family, friends and followers for all their support, inspiration and motivation. Shukar alhamdulillah, it is with all your du'as that I have come this far. May Almighty Allah keep you all blessed always. Shukran to you, Amara, for having me on your program.
Always a pleasure, Sister Jamila. And may Allah grant you many, many more recipe books as well. And good feedback as well. And you have a lovely Ramadan, you and your family as well.
Ameen. To everybody else as well, may Allah accept from us.
Ameen.
And make Ramadan easy and fruitful, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Jamila. You enjoy Ameen. The rest of your day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Sister Jamila Sage. She's the author of the recipe book called Cooking and Baking Creations. It's actually the second volume she's actually going to be launching soon.
Okay.
And the first one, Auntie Kajos.
You know, it was such a nice book. I promise you, in the recipe book itself was so nicely made. Colorful pictures, and all her recipes are really lovely. I tried quite a few of them and they really came out very nice.
And you can follow her on Instagram as well, Cooking and Baking Creations. Then you can also, Sister Faiza has Sister Jamila's contact details. You can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will give you Sister Jamila's contact details for more information on this the second edition of her book called Cooking and Baking Creations. Let's go for a short break, but before we go for a short break, we're going to go into the recipe segment, so get your pens and papers ready. Then after the recipe segment, well, I thought we're going to open the lines and take your WhatsApps, messages, also on Instagram, your SMSs, and I thought, you know, we'd focus on something like this. In today's times, foods, ingredients, cooking styles and techniques have changed so much. The different types of Ramadan savories have certainly come to the fore in the last few years. Like chefs, cooks and food experts have certainly invented very unique different types of savories, from hedgehogs to Greek tarragons, rockets and so much more. But have we forgotten the Ramadan savories made by our grandmothers? You know, those simple, easy Ramadan savories forgotten by our grandmothers. Do you remember the savories made by them? You can actually share with us on 011-854-1548. We will be opening the lines later on in the program. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. or even follow me on Instagram, amara_mullahstaytuned.
Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome back. Well, let's now go on to the recipe segment of the program. And it's Ramadan savouries for the different. And Kajal, let's begin with the first recipe.
Okay, the first recipe is the Greek tarragon recipe. So for the ingredients you need for the dough, you need 3 cups of flour, 250 grams of butter, pinch of salt, and a 250 ml of sour cream. Then for your chicken filling, you need 1 kilo chicken cubed and 8 turmeric, salt, ground jiru, ground garlic, and cook it till it's done. In the meantime, you braise 1 tablespoon of butter, a tablespoon of flour, and a half cup of milk, and half cup of stirred garlic sauce, red chilies, fine white pepper. Lastly, you add Nando's wild herb sauce and Nando's piri piri sauce. Add the sauce to the chicken and you add 1 cup of grated cheese to it. Now you roll out the dough like small rounds. Puris, you fold it into a triangle and you paste it with egg, sprinkle dill and rough red chilies and parsley, and you bake it for 180 degrees. It's a very nice dough because the sour cream, it's a bit of a different dough, but it's really nice and soft.
It's a soft dough.
Okay.
Okay. Can you make this and freeze it up?
Yes, you can.
Make it, bake it and freeze it?
Freeze it, yeah.
And
it's like making calzones and
okay.
Stuff like that.
All right.
So you can bake it and leave it and use whenever you need.
And the 25 ml of sour cream will be exact amount for the 3 cups of flour.
You see, people's cups vary, so
yes.
You must now see how it is. But it's more or less that's the amount you have to use.
All right. So for the tarragons, the ingredients are 3 cups flour, 250 grams butter, a pinch of salt, and 250 ml of sour cream. You make your dough up with this. Then for your chicken filling, it's 1 kilogram of chicken cubed. You add turmeric, salt, ground jiru, and ground garlic, and cook till done. Once again, your turmeric, your salt, your ground jiru, and ground garlic could
add
be
your own
at your own discretion.
Okay.
Then in the meantime, you braise 1 tablespoon butter, 1 tablespoon flour. You add in half cup milk and half cup stirred garlic sauce, red chilies, fine white pepper. Then lastly, add Nando's wild herb sauce and Nando's piri piri sauce. Add sauce to chicken and 1 cup grated cheese. You roll out dough like round small puris. Fold like triangles and paste with egg. Sprinkle dill and rough red chilies and parsley and then bake at 180 degrees. Okay, so you're going to make your sauce, right, with your butter, your flour, your milk. Then you add in your stirred garlic sauce, your red chilies, and your white pepper.
Yes.
Then in that you also add in your Nando's wild
herbs
sauce
and
the piri-piri sauce.
Yes.
Okay.
So what happens, it's not a dry mixture. It's a nice and saucy mixture. And it comes out really nice. And I think you get quite a bit out from the 3 cups.
Okay, yes. You can see what you're using. 3 cups of flour.
3 cups of flour.
And you've got a whole kilo of chicken fillet. Yes. Then the next recipe, and I think this also it was definitely made by our great-grandmother.
Yes, the small roti savory. Again, it's half a kilo of chicken fillet cubed. Cook it in the following. A teaspoon of ginger garlic masala. Quarter cup of tomato sauce. Pinch of zafran. Salt. A teaspoon of rough red chilies. A teaspoon of green masala. 1 teaspoon lemon juice, a pinch of arad. Cook in little ghee and shred the meat. Add green dhana. Make ordinary roti balls. You take 1 cup flour, your salt, a tablespoon of ghee and boiling water. Now you cut and make little balls. Roll and fry on tovo. Roll out the dough, smear ghee and roll into a Swiss roll. Cut finger size, roll and fry on tovo. For 2 cups of fillet, I make 2.5 cups of roti dough. On each lower roti, you smear a mixture of Mrs. Ball's chutney and stirred piri piri sauce. Then you put your chicken filling.
smear a little green chutney on top of the filling, then you layer it with grated cheese and you close with another roti. Ready to freeze, fry on tawa till crispy, serve hot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice savory that doesn't, you don't have to fry. You can toast it in your toaster.
Okay, not even on your tawa.
You can do it on your tawa also, but it's nicer in the. I've tried it with a toaster and it works really well.
Okay.
Gee.
So for the small roti savory, you need 1/2 kilogram of chicken fillet cubed. You cook your chicken fillet in the following ingredients: 1 teaspoon ginger garlic masala, 1/4 cup tomato sauce, 1 pinch of saffron, some salt, 1 teaspoon of rough red chilies, 1 teaspoon green masala, and 1 teaspoon lemon juice, and 1 pinch of arad. So you cook in a little ghee and shred the meat, add green dhania. Then you make ordinary roti balls. And Antikrecha, you say you take 1 cup flour, salt, and 1 tablespoon of ghee, and boiling water.
Yes.
It is your roti recipe.
Roti dough recipe, Jean.
Okay. You can make little balls, roll and fry on tawa or roll out dough. Smear ghee and roll into a Swiss roll, cut finger size, roll and fry on tawa. Then for 2 cups of fillet, I make 2 1/4 cups of roti dough. On each lower roti, smear a mixture of Mrs. Ball's chutney and stir piri piri sauce. Then put chicken filling, smear a little green chutney on top of filling, then layer with grated cheese and close with roti, ready to freeze, fry on tawa till crispy and serve hot.
Okay.
Very easy recipe. Only thing will take you a bit of time.
It does take a bit of time.
Time consuming.
Yeah, but it at the end of the day, it's really nice.
Then the Burji Lagan, okay. I think it's a favorite amongst many.
Yes. For the Burji Lagan, it's a big bunch of Burji, 1/2 cup cake flour, 1/2 cup chana flour, 1/2 cup of millimil, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 5 eggs, 2 onions grated, 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of ghee, 1/2 cup oil, green chilies, 1 tin sweet corn, the cream style one, chopped green dhania, 1/4 teaspoon of arad, and 1 teaspoon of jiro, dhana jiro I mean. You mix together all the ingredients, you allow to stand for 1 hour, you place it in your Pyrex, put 1 beaten egg on top, sprinkle color till bake for 1 hour, allow to stand before serving.
Okay, a very different Burji Lagan recipe.
Yes.
So let's repeat it and we can just talk about it. For the Burji Lagan, you will need 1 big bunch Burji, and I suppose your leaves, it's, you must take the major Burji or the big leaves.
Big leaves, yeah.
Okay. And you get it so much in season.
There's
now.
There's not now in winter, Jean.
Yes. So it's 1 big bunch Burji, 1/2 cup cake flour, 1/2 cup chana flour, 1/2 cup millimil, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 5 eggs, 2 onions grated, 1 cup milk, 1 tablespoon ghee, 1/2 cup oil, green chilies to taste, 1 tin sweet corn, is it a big tin sweet corn? Chopped green dhania, 1/4 teaspoon arad, and 1 teaspoon dhana jiro. So you mix together, allow to stand for 1 hour, place in Pyrex, put 1 beaten egg on top, sprinkle color till, bake for 1 hour, allow to stand before cutting. And I think you will get a nice...
You get a nice big Pyrex,
yes.
Full of Burji. It comes out quite a bit.
And can you freeze this?
Actually, you can freeze it. It does freeze nice, but not for very long time.
Mm-mm, it's a very soft cake.
It's very soft, yeah. So you can't freeze it, and then you have to totally defrost it when you want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make it fresh, and it's just get eaten like that.
No, it's very tasty. You see, the millimil makes it tasty. Then I see you've got 5 eggs in there, so
yeah,
quite a bit of eggs coming there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the green chili, the sweet corn. And I think you can make it a bit more strong.
You can. It's again up to you, however
yes.
you want to.
Okay. And also before cutting, you know, allow it to stand before cutting. So what you can do is maybe make it up in the morning.
Yes, yes, you can make it up and then serve it in the evening.
In the evening, just warm it up a bit. Then for the very different recipe, I get a paloni puri recipe.
Yes, for the paloni puri recipes, it's 2 cups of water, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 2 cups of flour. You place your water, your butter, and salt in a pot and boil. Add your flour and stir vigorously until it forms a ball. Remove from the heat. Knead into a smooth dough. Then you take 1 rolled bologna sliced, cheese slices, chutney of your choice, 3 potatoes boiled and mashed with little butter and milk, salt and pepper, 2 beaten eggs and breadcrumbs. You roll out your dough thinly into a floured surface. Use a flower or a circle cutter bigger than the size of the bologna. You cut into rounds. You layer rounds on a tray. Spread the mesh on top. Put bologna slices, pieces of cheese, and drop of chutney. Cover at the top. Press sides down with fork to seal. Then you dip it in egg and breadcrumbs. You freeze it suitable. Fry in deep hot oil. So this is more like a moon, but with bologna in it.
A moon dough, yes.
Yes,
lovely. So a bologna puri recipe, it's 2 cups flour, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2 cups flour. You place water, butter and salt in a pot and boil. Add flour and stir vigorously until it forms a ball. Remove from heat, knead dough into smooth dough. Then you take 1 rolled bologna sliced, cheese slices, chutney of choice, 3 potatoes boiled and mashed with a little butter and milk, salt and pepper, 2 beaten eggs, and some breadcrumbs. So you roll out dough thinly on a floured surface. Use a flour or circle cutter bigger than the bologna size. Cut out rounds. Lay rounds on a tray. Spread mesh on top. Put bologna slice, piece of cheese, and drop of chutney. Cover with top, press sides down with fork to seal. Dip in beaten egg and breadcrumbs. Freeze suitable. Fry in deep hot oil. You know, this is like a moon.
Like a moon, but only in the difference is it's got bologna. I think we're so tired of using chicken fillet for everything, so this is a bit of a different thing.
It could be enjoyed by the kids at home as well.
Because of the bologna.
And again, you can make a head and you can freeze it and just take it out and fry it like how you fry in your moons as well.
Yeah.
Okay? So that was today's recipes. We shared with you the Greek tarragons, the small roti savory, Jilagan Paloni Puri recipe. If you're going to go and search it on our website, you'll find it under Ramadan Savories with a Difference. And if you don't have access to internet, you can call us to find on 011-854-7022. And it's also our website, zeroislam.co.za. We're going to go for a short break. Thereafter, we're going to be taking your we're going to be opening the lines also, you know. And you can actually come on air and tell us, you know, have you forgotten the Ramadan savouries made by your grandmothers? Do you remember the savouries made by them? Share with us, you know, what savouries did your grandmother make? You know, when in their time during the month of Ramadan also, you can call in 011-854-1548. Then you also have, you can also ask on the creature any Ramadan savory questions or concerns. If you need any help with anything you're not coming right with, or just to know anything, and we can actually have more like an open line discussion now. And like I said, lines are open, 011-854-1548. Stay tuned. Allahu Akbar, and welcome back. Well, let's ask the question again. The different types of Ramadan savouries have certainly come to the fore in the last few years. Chefs, cooks and food experts have certainly invented very unique different types of savouries, from hedgehogs to Greek tarragons, rockets and so much more. But have we forgotten the Ramadan savouries made by our grandmothers? Do you remember the savouries made by them? You can actually share with us. And Antikacha, I received lots of good feedback on Instagram as well as WhatsApp. Sister Shanaz Jelly on Instagram says, the only thing that comes to mind is the Dodi Chalabesh Mujja with Puri, a family favourite that was always made by my marhuma Dadi. May Allah grant her and all the marhumin genital filled those. Ameen. Yes, certainly. Then Sister Sophia Amod on Instagram, she says, Bhaji Pura was the favorite for my father. My nani especially was Alu Pura and Farmas. Mm. Another one we loved as kids was the Doro Ghosh or chicken licken mm. with eggs and bread that was baked, then cut in squares, dipped in egg and fried.
Very true, Ji.
Then Fahima Tekoja on Instagram says Farmas. And Leila Adam also on Instagram says Farmas.
Okay.
Nasima Suji on Instagram says, yeah, most definitely, my mommy Hava Kola from Ottersdale, Bhajipuri, the Ayami. Every Ramadan I wait for a parcel of ready-made Bhaji mixture and neatly parceled, ready to thaw and fry. They are just too yummy. And then who can forget those warm round balls of chana puri okay. with samosa filling in them like an Indian fat cook. Oh, jazakallah for sharing. So really lovely feedback on Instagram. And I have to share this one out, Andigreja. It's actually from a brother. Okay. Okay. He says, Jazakallah for the cheesy aloo paratha and hedgehog recipes. It's divine. I made for my boys. Really loved it. Salam's brother Ahmed Hassan.
Masha.
So the brother actually made savouries for his sons.
Okay.
Jazakallah for sharing that. And Sister Amina says, love the old foods, keema puri, magri dal, bhajja, muchas, and patelia.
Very true. Very, very
And I
true.
Think those are much better, you know.
Yes.
You always much love. There's no different types of sauces, different type of ingredients and that in as well.
Yes.
Okay, my engineer Isma is indicating that you've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And you're calling us from?
Tunisia.
Okay. I know who the sister is. Sister
yes,
Zarina
don't mention
Mansour.
My name.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah. I like to say my father and my grandfather and them, they used to love chana puri.
Mm-hmm.
Then we used to make keema parathas.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father wanted all 30 days we must make magni dal bhajja every day
every
without
day.
A failure.
Yes. Yes.
Any other savory we must make it, but we must have magni dal bhajja.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
Ji. And chana puri and keema parathas.
Okay.
Today they all find it too difficult. They don't want to make all that.
It's all the different recipes that come, you know.
Yeah.
And, but you will stick to the same old ones. I think you get more. It's more tastier.
That's true.
It's less work as well.
Yeah,
and but you want to be a bit different as well. You want to try out something new as well. Jazakallah for sharing.
The old days was the best.
The best days. Absolutely, I agree with you. Jazakallah, Sister Zarina. Jazakallah for
Ramzan
sharing.
Ramzan Mubarak to you all.
And to you Ameen. And to your family Ameen. As well.
And remember us in your du'as, you and Auntie Khadija.
Ameen, Ameen. And all your du'as also. Best of du'as to you and your family as well. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Lovely caller.
Very nice.
And some of you find some of the older people, they want that savory.
Exactly.
They want it every day.
No, they do.
Yes.
You know, they used to only, you know, in the olden days, they never used to have big freezers like how mm-hmm. we have in today's time.
Everything was made
so
fresh.
So everything was made fresh. Like they used to make fresh kebabs and the bhajjas. And I mean, they couldn't afford all these luxury savouries that we make these days. And they used to be very plain and simple, but it used to be nice. You know, puri kebab and bhajjas and samosas. Okay, that samosas never ever died anywhere because I say, at the end of the day, whatever savoury you make, samosas are always still the best savory.
I think there is no, you cannot take out the S from a samosa and call it a samosa.
No. Yes. Yes. It's so true.
So that is, definitely a samosa has to be there.
That it has to be there.
You know? Okay, we've got a quick question here. This one says, how much sweet corn must you put for one block of cheese when making cheese samosas?
How much of sweet corn? A block, maybe a ten of sweet corn. She must just see the mixture. It has to be a nice...
basically charge.
Yeah, you have to... It must be a nice moist mixture, not too much, then it becomes too soggy. Just nice and moist. I suppose if it's a big block, then one ton of sweet corn will be enough.
Okay. This sister from Peter Maritzburg says, Salaam Jazakallah for another excellent program, Ameen sister. She says, the tawa naan and tandoori rotis, okay, how thick must you roll them out, please, and Jazakallah Ramadan Mubarak.
The tawa naan, you have to roll it thin because you must know you're putting one on top of the other, and because it's got the yeast in it, it will rise. So you have to try and roll it as thin as possible, so when it rises, you can taste the filling in there.
Okay. Then this listener says, I would like to know what spring roll pastry can be used for besides spring rolls. I have a packet that turned out too dry to fold and ended up cutting it up. Also, when using spring roll pastry, is it advised to keep it in the fridge or under a damp cloth while filling? Jazakallah for a lovely program. I always loved my mom's daywaras and Ramadan. Have yet to master it, inshallah.
Okay, I think that spring roll pastry, you have to keep it damp. It must be damp because it dries out very quickly. So even when you're making, and you can make the different types of samosas, was it also? It smells nice, the samosas. And you can make mutabaks. I make my farmas with the spring roll pastry.
Yes.
And it comes out excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are, you have a few options to make.
And I think the day you're going to use your spring roll pastry, just take it out in the morning, it thaws very quickly.
It does thaw very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
It does thaw very quickly.
Yes, absolutely. So, jazakallah for that, sister. Then, this listener says, chana puri and paratas. That's her favorite.
Her favorite, actually.
Okay. Then, I've got a message here. This one says, chutney, I'm not understanding this one here. I think you're looking for a recipe that has a chutney that is not too strong. So maybe...
You know what, we do have some on our website. I think Radio Islam, we did give it quite a few times.
Few times, the chutney recipes, yes.
So if they just go on the website, they will find it.
Okay. Then, coming back to the spring rolls, yes, Aunt Kareja, you get different types of spring roll pastry as well.
Yes, yes.
But...
Again, it's entirely up to the individual, whatever size they want to use.
Yes.
Gee.
Okay. Then Hasina Motala on Instagram says, I still make the old recipes for in-laws, cutlets, aloo puri, chana puri, mince bhaja, malgi dar bhaja, aloo bhaja, puri bhaja, simple mince pies, all made with homemade lemons.
Okay, okay.
So that's actually quite interesting, okay. Yes. And this one says we should try and give some healthy recipes as well, yes, inshallah. And there is a whole selection of healthy recipes on the Radio Islam website.
Yes.
You just have to go through the recipes, the recipe categories, and you will go through, you'll find lots and lots of healthy recipes there as well. And people also have different ways of frying their stuff. They have air fryers,
yes.
They put it in the oven.
Ovens.
So definitely, you know, it depends on each individual how you want to have your savouries for Ramadan. Yes. Different types of oils and things like that. Okay, let's go for a short break again. When we come back, we will be taking your calls for any of your Ramadan savory or cooking related questions or concerns. 011-854-1548, or you can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, let's take more feedback from our listeners. And this listener says, lovely program as always. My husband loves aloo puri, chana puri, and aloo bhajas. And she said she actually made an avocado dip, a healthy chutney, just ate one chili.
Okay.
So actually, in fact, we're just thinking now during the break, that I will be sharing some, just a few chutney recipes next week for your Ramadan to dip in your
savouries.
So we're going to actually be sharing this avocado chutney as well. Then, Auntie Kareja, can you freeze lagans?
Yes, you can freeze lagans. Nothing wrong. The only thing is you must defrost it and warm it in your oven or your microwave before you serve. There's nothing wrong. Nothing happens to the lagans if you freeze them.
Okay. Yes. And what would you say are the best ways to perhaps... you know, everybody has a different way of freezing their Ramadan savouries.
Yes.
I just thought about it now in the break. What is the best way? How do you freeze? I mean, not freeze, how do you pack your samosas? You know, there's a different way.
Yes.
There's like a secret way that some of the ladies actually have. They pack their samosas in a packet and then they put it into a Tupperware.
Tupperware. A lot of people put newspapers first under the Tupperware.
Yeah,
and really,
I do that.
It really doesn't get iced.
No. The samosa, the newspaper and the foil.
I don't know about the foil, but I know definitely newspaper works wonders. And then you put your packets however many you want to, and you pack it up and you close it again with a piece of newspaper and you seal it, and you see how nice your samosas stay for months on end.
In fact,
not only for Ramzan, but for months on end.
In fact, Sister Fahima, about a couple of weeks that she actually showed me how to pack the samosas in a package. I don't know what size package she was using, and then she packed your samosas like, it's like, actually formed like a pattern. Okay. Because it's a triangle.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So you pack it like that, you pack one, and you wrap it up nicely, you seal, and you put it into a Tupperware like
yes.
that.
Yes. And you
just take out a dozen at a time.
It's really, really, I mean, you know more or less how much your family uses. So you just pack that amount in a packet, and you pull out one packet at a time, and it's so easy, really very easy to work.
Mm-hmm. Only thing, I think it's time consuming.
Yes.
But when you're making your samosa, do it one time.
One time.
And pack it here.
At the end of the day, it's easy for you in Ramadan.
Or if you're looking for an alternative way, then the newspaper works.
The newspaper works really wonders. I promise you, it does work wonders.
And what would you say the best way to label your Ramadan savories?
Well, you get, nowadays, everybody's got labels in it, and you have labels made, and you just label each Tupperware, and it works. You know, or else even the see-through Tupperwares, then you can see through what you got in each Tupperware.
And I think some people also have their own color-coded Tupperware.
Yes,
so
yes.
Different colors for different savories.
Savories, yes.
Mm-hmm. And some people even have, in fact, Sister Aisha Dokrat, she was like so
particular
with her savories. She, on her freezer, she even made a whole list, and you know, to say where her savory, what type of savories, what type of puddings, in which Tupperware, and which part of the freezer,
okay.
in which drawer. So that's why it's like so... You know, I try precise in that, you know.
Yes, yes.
I found it a very, very good idea.
No,
indeed.
It is.
It makes
is.
It so much easier, you know, in Ramadan.
Yes,
we're always looking for things easier, and so we have more time for Ibadah.
For Ibadah.
Because remember, days are going to be very, very short.
Very short. It is. It is.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program, but just one more question I'd like the listeners' feedback. Whenever you get a chance, what would you like to hear on the health segment of the program this Ramadan? And we'd love your feedback. You can WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. So we'd like to take your ideas also. What would you like to hear on the health segment of the Ramadan program this year? So the health segment for the program will be about 10 minutes. So what would you like to hear on the health segment for the Ramadan program this year on this program, Household Express? You can WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Well, that's it. We'll wait for today, Aunt Greta. Inshallah, we'll be back next week again with some chutney recipes.
Inshallah.
And maybe we can still do one or two other savory recipes.
Inshallah.
Or maybe the Haleem recipe from Aunt Jamila Sayyid.
Yes. Okay.
So that's from me, Amara, and Aunt Greta Ibrahim.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.